Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Retrofitting and sustainability are the future of construction. Visit sullis.ie/greenskills to find your course.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
When Jeanette Brown left Ireland in 2021 to work abroad, she decided to rent out the Dublin apartment that she had bought with a mortgage back in 2017. Since moving back this year, though, she's been unable to find her own place to stay, even while still renting out the flat. And Jeanette joins me on the line now. Jeanette, thanks very much for speaking to us today. If I can put it in stark terms, are you a homeless homeowner? Is that how you describe yourself?
Hiya, Claire. Yeah, thanks for having me on, by the way. And yeah, I would. That is a description that unfortunately I have to give myself at the moment. And not to be dramatic about it, but that is the situation that I found myself in now since coming home.
Mm-hmm. How did you end up in a situation where you own a property but you're currently homeless? How did that happen?
The year that I decided to go away, I was actually headhunted to go. It wasn't something that would have been the forefront of my mind before. So I was a little bit torn about the decision because my home was my pride and joy, is my pride and joy. And it's, you know, as a young girl and working in the city and stuff, you really just enjoy your downtime in your home. So it has that emotional attachment to me. But obviously financially, it would have been difficult to do both, leave it vacant and go. In hindsight, probably would have been the best thing if I could have afforded it. But I mean, I did what I thought was best. And, you know, you hear all the time that the government need people to rent their homes out. And that was what I did, thinking it would have helped somebody else. I went, things didn't work out as planned, I guess. I did always think that I would come back within a year and a half, and I would have come back sooner if my contract had allowed me. I just wasn't particularly loving life out there. But I did. So I made the decision to come back in the year. I submitted my notice of termination through the guidelines that were set out online and stuff. So I did everything that I thought I should have done. And when I came back then, August 2022, I found myself in a situation with very limited options of where to go. And I've been in different people's homes since then.
Just to be clear, you came home having worked abroad and you obviously wanted to move back into your apartment, which you had rented out. And you're not taking issue, and we should be clear about this, you're not taking issue with the tenants. You've no problem with them. They have their own circumstances.
Yeah, but you've absolutely not.
Yeah, you've questions for the government though, Jeanette, don't you, and the Minister for Housing?
Yeah, I mean, the regulations that were put in place around the time I actually submitted my notice changed everything to do with landlord and tenancy laws. What I will say is that I did everything that I thought was set out for me to do. I got a commissioner of votes to sign a declaration from the country I was in, because how else would I have done it? I couldn't come home to do it. And I did it all pre-me leaving Dubai, so it was all set up, because tenants are entitled to a very long notice period now, which is absolutely fine. I wanted to do everything by the book, and that would be quite in my nature, to do everything by law, and I wouldn't want to do anything wrong or make anyone put anyone in a situation that, you know, they don't want to find themselves in. That's not what I was trying to do. But, you know, the government agencies that are on the side to provide assistance to tenants took 4 months to let me know that the notice was invalid. And that was 4 months of time that I spent thinking that I'd get back into my property. And then in October, the ban came into play. So there was two things that came at me like a ton of bricks without me even realising there was an issue. And the ban now for me is, look, I can come to terms with the fact that I've resubmitted a notice under legal guidance, and I've consulted professionals, and I've done all the things now that I believe is making the notice valid without still even knowing if it is valid. I've had to go and ask the PRTB to validate it for me, and they have yet to come back. So I'm willing, and I can accept that I'm in the position that I'm in now. Like, I mean, it's not a great position to be in, obviously not, but if I can come to terms with it if I knew that they weren't going to extend this ban again in the new year. Mm-hmm. If the opposition are to be believed, and people that I've chatted to along the way, it is definitely a concern and it could happen. So my question to the minister at this point is, if he does extend that ban, is he going to amend the legislation to allow people like me to go back into their homes? Because I'm not a multi-property landlord.
Well, Jeanette, we got on to the Department of Housing and we asked them that question, and they told us in a statement that the provisions of the eviction ban legislation will end on the 31st of March 2023. And I'll bring you more of that statement in a little while. But I just want to go through where you're at now, because you have a job, an income, and you've got rental income as well, but there's nowhere you can find to rent. Is that what's happening?
Well, I came home to a job expecting this to be seamless enough and to be able to do it in my spare time and have time to do it and all the rest of it. It has been so difficult. There's like, I mean, the instability of not having your own home in the first place is difficult enough, and managing yourself between homes, not having, like, expenses come with being a landlord. You don't just get the rent money and run away into the sunset. You have to keep your money for your tax. You have to pay your bills. You have to pay your mortgage. You have to keep money for maintenance. I wasn't in that for profit. I want that to be really clear. It wasn't a profitable decision for me. So this, at the end of the day, is something that I found myself involved in, and I would definitely declare myself an accidental landlord. And what I'd also say is that you'd nearly need to really study property law and law to understand what you're getting yourself into, because if I could have foreseen this and known that this was what the situation I was going to find myself in, never would I have done it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this ever, is one ever. That's one side of it, but the other side of it is you can't find somewhere to rent, despite the fact that you have a job and you probably have a little bit of rental income as well. There's just nothing out there. Is that what's happening?
It's very, very difficult. You don't get called back. You don't generally get a look in. And that's when you do get to the point of actually going to see somewhere. It's very, very limited. And this is why I completely empathise and sympathise with anyone else in a scenario where they're in my situation. I think this is a massive, massive social issue. And it's something that I think is bigger than we even are led to believe. And I don't think the government's solution and our futile attempt at creating a solution to the private property, to the social housing issue, is pushing the responsibility onto the private sector. It's laughable. And I just think, if I had a belief system in me that they were after making loads of changes between now, like, it's 2 months now that this ban is in place, and I don't have the faith that they've done anything different to make a difference.
What's it like out there when you go to viewings? What are the queues like?
That's when you get to one. It's very, very crowded. There's a lot of people there, and the agents don't have a lot of time for everybody that's there. And you just, a lot of the time, you just don't get a call back. And like I say, I am trying to keep a job down. It's a full-time job. I'm trying my best to keep myself in check between the homes that I'm in and stuff. So it's just, I find the whole thing really distasteful, considering I left my country and I went to a different country, and I actually spent a year in another country where I felt a lot safer than I do in my own country. I felt a lot more well looked after and well considered as a citizen. Mm-hmm. Whereas here, I'm just very lost. Like, it's not a scenario I ever would have thought I'd find myself in.
Yeah, and you were telling Shauna Bowers in the Irish Times about how you're managing. You know, you're going from friend to friend, family member to family member. You're couch surfing, really, Jeanette. Is that how you're managing?
Effectively, I mean, the home that I'm in most of the time is a relative's home, and I'm finding a bit of stability along the way. But come the new year, I'll definitely have to find somewhere a bit more settled. I'm very grateful for everyone who's helping me along the way, 100%. But you're in people's way, like nobody intended for this. As an independent girl, I left the country as an independent girl. I spent a year away as an independent person, and I'm back, and I just feel like I'm somebody else's problem now.
Would you consider leaving again, Jeanette, given your experience?
I came back because I was a bit homesick, but, you know, the experience I've had coming home, my main objective now is to get my house back and get settled. I wouldn't rule it out, but what I definitely wouldn't do again is rent my home out if I ever did. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. I'd find a way to make that work, because that's like, I just feel like I've given away my home. I feel like I signed on the dotted line and signed it away when that was never my intention. But I mean, I think there's a wealth of opportunities outside of Ireland. And if people are struggling here, under the current circumstances, I'd encourage people to leave because there's opportunity elsewhere. There definitely is, and the grass can be greener. This isn't our only option here. The cost of living is through the roof. Everything is so much more expensive than the country that I spent a year in. I would encourage people.
Your support network, Jeanette, and your family are in South Dublin. Where you're working at the moment is over the other side of the city in Swords, isn't it? Have you tried looking over that part of Dublin for somewhere to live?
Yeah, I have. And same. I work with people and same thing. It's very, very limited. Very limited.
Would you consider selling your apartment? Would that help you at all?
No, I need to live somewhere. And sure, even if I was to sell, that's still considered. The ban restricts anyone that owns their property. It's nothing to do with the purpose of why you want to back. In fact, I think people that have sold properties and it's their only principal home, I think they should be the ones that are exempt from the ban. And also my heart goes out to anyone that is looking to sell and their property rights have been removed from them. But no, I don't think selling would be a solution. Sure, I don't have the autonomy to do that under the ban.
You know, some people listening now might say you're a landlord. It's a privileged position to be able to own a property in the first place. What do you say to that?
I understand that side and I realise that you can come across tone deaf to a degree. But I signed up for something that I didn't think I'd be caught in illegal warfare to get out of. It's a privilege and I'm proud to own a home and I love my home and I'm not saying for one minute that it's not poor me. It's just, Minister, will you reconsider this legislation if this ban has been extended? Because I'm not the only one, Claire. Mm-hmm. There's other people just like me who want to go back to their own homes. If I had another house to stay in and I everyone's circumstances are different and it's not a homeowner against tenant situation at all. I want to make that really clear. It's not. It's the government. I have a major, major issue with what they've done here.
Now, just
private sector isn't the answer.
The statement I mentioned earlier on, it was very clear that this eviction ban legislation will end on the 31st of March 2023. But it goes on to say that it's a temporary emergency measure to protect renters who are facing homelessness and it is a necessary measure in the short term. They acknowledge in the long term that the answer to accommodation challenges remains an increased and sustainable supply of new housing, which I think most people will be aware of. But just going back to the search for a property, very little available out there. Is there unsuitable accommodation being offered to you, like room shares, for example? And is that something you'd ever consider?
It is something I'd consider and it's not something that I'd rule out totally, but it's not something either that I would have seen for myself when I was away. I'm quite introverted. I'd be naturally not necessarily a people person. So it's something that the family that I'm staying with understand that as well. So I'm in between a couple of different people's homes at the minute, but they're all known to me. They're family members. And my search would be studio or a one bed. It's very difficult. The rental income on the property I have would never match back to the same standard of property anyway. That's definitely not a consideration because I wouldn't get it again. But I'm just trying to make things work and I'm trying to come to a solution. Look, the reason that I sent the purpose behind the Irish Times was because I had a conversation with an opposition TD who told me that he thought that there would be a risk that the ban might be extended. And this is just anxiety evoking to me. So I had other conversations with people and they said, well, why don't you go a little bit step further and have your story be known? Because I know I'm not the only one. Mm-hmm. And it's led to this. And really my main concern is, and I know what you're saying, and the minister came back to me as well and affirmed the same thing to me, but I don't trust it. I really don't. I want to believe it. I really, really do. And I would love to see things get better. And I want things to get better for everybody involved.
But Jeanette, there'll be lots of people listening to this who hear you suggesting that there should be an amendment whereby someone like yourself should be allowed to move back in. Tenants hearing that would be absolutely petrified now that you would be given the right to put them into the position that you're in today.
But Claire, let me just be really, really clear on this. The proportion of people in the mix of the eviction notices that were submitted are actually, it's minimal. in the grand scheme, and the effect that it's having on, I just don't understand how the government can consider taking a property off one person to make them homeless is a solution for another. I just don't believe that's an acceptable condition of a ban. You're taking one thing from one person to solve an issue that's a greater, for the greater good, is what Minister O'Brien said. I just, it's, and I know every story has two sides. I'm not for one minute disputing that it would be an issue for the tenant, but I also do believe that the government needs to come up with a solution for that. The fact is that I have a home and I can't get into it.
There's another interesting part of this statement as well, which says that you may be entitled to the supplementary welfare allowance, that if you have additional needs to meet expenses that you can't meet from your weekly income, even if you're a landlord, this is according to the Department of Housing, you could be eligible for rent supplement or HAP.
Yeah, no, there's a threshold involved in that as well.
So you've already looked at that.
Yeah, and I've been in touch with homeless services on nights where it was particularly distressing for me, and shared hostel accommodation is what's available because I'm single and I don't have kids and all the rest of it. So there's a lot more. Everyone's circumstances comes into play, and everyone's circumstances and means assessed. And without going into anyone's personal details, the system is flawed to a degree that people just get lost between the cracks. There's hidden homeless figures as well as homeless people that are out on the streets and that are in dire straits. There's other statistics involved here, and that's where I'm trying to have my voice heard. I'm not for one minute disputing that there's a major issue in the country and everybody's got their own story. Not for one minute. I empathise and I think it's terrible and I don't wish it for anybody, but I just want it to be reconsidered if the ban is being extended, or if the there's a need for the ban to be extended, that there is a small percentage. There is a small percentage of people that just want to move back into their homes that don't have multi-properties. That's what I'm trying to stress.
Jeanette, thanks very much for talking to us, and we wish you well. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.